We've Only Just Begun, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. She's on her knees in front of the leader again, trying to convince him that her failure hadn't been quite that. She can feel his power twisting around in her head, even now, when he isn't using it on her. Sometimes she suspects that it never quite leaves her. She can't have him touch her now, can't have him punish her. She would outright beg if she thought it would make any difference. She would cry and plead for everyone's amusement if it would help. Her hands tremble and she has to force herself not to press them against her belly. Her robes still hide the bulge, and no one is the wiser. He would punish her if he knew. Last time, there had been so much blood. She can't, she won't let that happen again. She draws a shuddering breath and looks up at him. He doesn't want someone who doesn't even have a power carrying his child. She's not worthy. She grits her teeth. He's wrong. She will prove him wrong. Something stirs inside her. Something wild and powerful. Her hand presses against her belly, against the life growing inside her. She opens her mouth and screams out her defiance at him, the power inside her surging out with the sound. It's instinct that makes her pull the power back inside, not even quite sure how she does it. His energy, his essence surges inside her in a wild torrent, leaving nothing of him behind. The power feels like lightning inside her, making her feel more alive than ever before. It seems to her that the new life inside her, that is still too new to be aware of anything, grows stronger as well. She throws her head back and laughs, wild and free. Well, he should be of some use to his offspring after all. She stands up from the ground, and everyone else falls to their knees, as they should. The rebel leader attacks before Shun Wei quite has the time to hesitate fighting the clearly heavily pregnant woman in the gold mask and white robes. Shun Wei can't help the brief flash of admiration for the rebel leader, as she attacks Shun Wei fiercely. She doubts the belly makes it any easier. For a few seconds, there's only the fight at hand, and then the golden mask falls away, cut in half. Shun Wei freezes, and if the rebel leader... If Mei Mei hadn't done the same, Shun Wei would be dead. Mei Mei. The sound slips from Shun Wei's lips in a hoarse whisper. Don't call me that. Mei Mei bites out and Shun Wei feels like someone has shoved a dagger in her heart. In fact, that might have hurt less. And then things are happening almost too fast. Da Qing is hurt and the hallows are buzzing in a way that should make Shun Wei worried. Jiayun Lan is yelling something, and Shun Wei wants to pay attention, but... Mei Mei is clutching at her belly, staring at Shun Wei with pleading eyes. No, it's too early, Mei Mei is saying. She sounds afraid. Jie, please help us. Of course, Shun Wei will do anything. She's not sure if she actually says that. But the next thing she knows, Mei Mei is down on the ground, and there's blood on her white robes. Shun Wei has learned healing, but that was for injured soldiers, not delivering babies. She might know the basics, but what does she know about what to do right now, when things are going wrong? The hallows are still buzzing somewhere incessantly, and Shun Wei is clutching Mei Mei's hand while pulling away her robes with her other hand. And then Jiayun Lan is there, talking in calm, soothing words. Don't worry. I've done this before. I'm sure between the three of us we'll manage. For a brief flash, Shun Wei wonders about Da Qing, but she doesn't have the attention to spare for anyone but Mei Mei. Besides, if Jiayun Lan is here, telling Shun Wei what to do, then surely Da Qing must be fine. Shun Wei takes a deep breath and squeezes Mei Mei's hand once before letting go. She'll need both hands for this. Jiayun Lan stumbles as she steps, lands, into the SID. Thankfully, Shunwei is there to catch her since she can't exactly steady herself with the baby still held in her arms. She stares down at the baby, still wrapped in Shunwei's cloak. Somehow, in that nowhere space between time and worlds, the little one in her arms hadn't felt so weird. But right now... The baby has stopped crying, and for a moment Jiaolan feels a cold chill go through her, until she can see that he's breathing. She presses the baby a bit closer to her chest, the warmth of the little life in her arms oddly comforting. No wonder Yitsun doesn't like me, Jiaolan finds herself saying faintly. She's not even sure she can really blame Yitsun anymore for any of it, even though there might have been a few more deaths than Jiaolan is comfortable with. Speaking of, Jiaolan looks up at Shunwei. Wang Cheng, San Chan, they... Jiaolan says frantically, stumbling over her words. Shunwei looks away for a second, and Jiaolan's heart falls. No. They're fine, Shunwei says quickly, pulling Jiaolan a bit closer, holding on to her, careful of the baby in Jiaolan's arms. Mei Mei let them out once she realized what happened to you. She remembers both of you being taken by the Hallows, too. So she... Shunwei falters in her explanation for a moment. She can do that? Jiaolan asks in the brief pause, her eyes widening in surprise. She'd been pretty sure that Yitsun eating someone was a final kind of thing. Their energies are different from Dixingren. It takes Mei Mei longer to... Shunwei swallows and doesn't quite finish that sentence. She doesn't really need to. Jiaolan is pretty sure she can fill in the blanks. Jiaolan leans her head against Shunwei's shoulder. She just needs a moment. I'd appreciate having my baby back, someone says, with barely restrained anger in her voice. Jiaolan looks up and meets Yitsun's gaze. She's pretty sure Yitsun hadn't been there a moment ago. Mei Mei, Shunwei says a bit helplessly. It's fine, Jiaolan tells Shunwei, stepping away from her. She kind of wants Shunwei's arms back around her immediately, but instead she takes a step toward Yitsun. Part of Jiaolan is screaming at her that she's being stupid, that Yitsun will take the opportunity to... Apparently, Yitsun can't wait any longer, because she quickly closes the distance between them. Jiaolan takes a sharp breath and tries really hard not to startle too much. A heartbeat later, Jiaolan presses the sleeping baby into Yitsun's trembling arms. I'm sorry, Jiaolan whispers. Yitsun doesn't quite acknowledge her, just stares down at the little life in her arms, quiet tears falling down her cheeks. I don't think I need the Hallows anymore, Yitsun says after a while, in an oddly distant tone of voice, still not looking up from her baby. Do you need a place to stay? Jiaolan has no idea what possessed her to ask that. Suddenly, Shunwei's arms are around her again. Thank you, Shunwei whispers against her hair. Jiaolan leans back into Shunwei's steady embrace, and decides that she doesn't really care where the words came from. Clearly, it was a good thing to say. It's going to be such a fucking mess to sort everything out. But right now, Jiaolan can't get up the energy to care. I suppose we do, Yitsun says, looking up and smirking at Jiaolan. Ah, yeah, on second thought, Jiaolan is already regretting that question. The end.